Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. And how about some Ed Sheeran tickets? I mean, come on.
You want these.
You do. The evil genius, Edwin, sent me a, I'll put it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's cool. He did one of those tiny desk things, the NPR things, and he was
Ed Sheeran did.
He was on there and he was doing the whole thing where he's creating the loop. And if you've never seen that, it's pretty fun. But he's breaking it all down for them how he did it. Ed Sheeran tickets. Let's do this right now. Text the word music, MUSIC, to our contest line 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Text the word music to 20357 for a chance to get tickets for next summer's biggest show. Courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is music.
And by the way, just a reminder, text it to the contest line. That's where we do our contacts.
Yep.
The other text line is where you text in your
right.
your thoughts, your jokes, there. Your funny stuff.
It's just that you won't be entered for the contest.
Exactly.
The contest line is 20357. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Mark your calendar. We're less than 2 weeks out from this. October 3rd. Next Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'm heading right over there. I drove by there on Saturday. I was like, oh, look at that.
Third Love.
It's on Fillmore Street in San Francisco. There's free fittings, light bites, little nibbles, plus 20% off and free undies with a purchase over $150. Free undies. I know you're excited, Maddie. Relax. Try to relax. Third Love. Meet you there. I'm going to start with Matthew McConaughey's marriage tip.
Oh, this will be interesting.
Well,
because he's from another planet, so yes, this should be good.
It's funny, though. It's funny because this is like 100% not something I would ever consider doing because I sleep in a different room from John altogether because I just want to get some sleep. That's
right.
All. He says... His marriage tip is get a smaller bed. Smaller bed.
That's not the worst thing that he could have possibly come up with.
Of course not.
And when I say he's from outer space, I just think he's funny and fun and he's got a lot of personality. Yeah. I don't dislike the guy,
but
some
not
of the
all.
Stuff he would say, you'd go, okay, well, yeah. You know, you're the guy who was caught with bongos in the middle of the night,
right,
disrupting your neighbors that were a mile away. How loud do you have to be? You know what I mean?
You told me. Right.
Right. Mm. So, all right. Well, a smaller bed. I wish I wasn't in another room.
I agree.
I wish.
I know.
I'm in another room simply because I have trouble sleeping as it is.
Right.
And between our hours and the dog and the kids, I wouldn't even get a couple hours.
Right.
So, yeah, I have to be.
And things may change later in life. Like
sure.
John and I talk about, like, after I retire, will we go back into the same room? But I feel-
As you shake your head.
You know,
furiously.
There is
absolutely
a part of
not.
Me that would like that. And I know he misses it. And I think, you know, it would be fine, I guess. But, and even if we were going to bed at the same time, I listen to books before I go to sleep. It helps me. I've set a 15-minute timer and I, oh my God, I'm reading the new Stephen King book, Elevation.
It's already out?
It's kind of a shortish book, but he's reading it. And
oh, okay.
And it's I've been trying to read it for a few days now. And by read it, I mean listen to it when I go to sleep. And I'm like, it's so boring that like I decided to start it over from the beginning when I last time. And each I was time. Like, basically each time. And I started over from the beginning and I'm like, I don't remember any of this. It's so boring. If you were looking for something to put you to sleep. And I love Stephen King. So I'm sure once I get into the meat of the story, besides these 15 minute increments.
Well, he isn't exactly someone that I would call
a good narrator
in great voice.
Yeah.
And I just mean voice. Mm-hmm. Forget about.
Right.
You know, is he a good, can he read
yes.
in a way that would pull you in? But his voice is not.
Well, he does all the voices of all the different characters in the thing. And
he does?
Yes. And but they all sound like the same person.
Well, he's, in my opinion, Stephen King is one of the greatest writers in
you.
The history of the world. That's my opinion.
I love him. But this one's having a hard time clawing its way in.
And it's not just that I've enjoyed a book or two. It's that they're from all millions of different directions. All these great books, Pet Sematary.
The Holly book that you're reading right now.
All
I mean,
of them,
he's amazing.
Everything. You're like, how does all this come out of one head?
What's the one, The Stand? I think that's my all-time favorite from him. Although I love the Tommyknockers too.
There's a lot of good stuff he's written. It's incredible. And it's really,
so
you know,
I'll always take a chance. Even on his latest books. And I love the whole Mr. Mercedes into Holly. Like those are all great. This one, I'm like, it's a brand new Stephen King. I'm sure it'll be great. Then it's him reading it. And I'm like, oh no.
Wow.
Oh. Anyway, Matthew McConaughey's tip. A lot of couples want a bigger bed. Like, give me some room. I want to spread out. I don't want to be on top of the other person. But Matthew McConaughey and his wife, Camilla, he says, I wake up one morning, I'm looking over there. Camilla's like a football field away, man. Then you go to bed at night, you want to snuggle up and well, we got to cover you. Come about 12 feet this way. I'll come about 12 feet that way. You're like, man, this damn king size bed is not good for the marriage. Get rid of that son of a bitch. We got us a queen size where we're shoulder to shoulder. I'm telling you, it's good for your marriage.
I agree with him in that way. I like to be close and I like to cuddle.
I get way too hot.
You know,
I'm like,
wrong.
This is fun, but now like I have a sweat spot.
I agree. You can't stay that way all night.
And people, there's always someone who's hogging the covers.
There's a rollover factor, but to start out a little snuggled up, I think that's a great way to end the day as a couple.
Mm.
I do. I don't do that, but I see where he's going with that. Look, marriages fail. You have to find ways to stay.
Yes,
married.
Connected and intimate and talking.
There are millions
enjoying
of forks
life.
In the road. Millions of them. So
is your plan like, you know, someday you're not doing mornings, the girls are grown up. Is the plan to get back into the same bed?
Yes. I don't know that, you know, I don't know how that will work out.
Yeah.
I don't know if the first night in I'll be like, forget this.
Right.
I forgot about the, you know, whatever.
I know. Because I like it freezing in the room and I don't want to have to put headphones on or little earpieces.
But you and I have talked about the sacrifices we've made for our jobs. And it's not, we don't dig ditches. Our backs aren't broken.
Right.
I'm not trying to say that. But what I'm saying is the hours we keep, the fact that we've had all our fun for the day by 10. And then we get home and we're like, oh, I'm kind of tired.
I know.
You know, and there's your people going, well, you were a big party just an hour ago. Yeah, on the drive home,
I'll even feel guilty if like later on in the day, I'm like, I've done, you know, whatever, I've worked and I'm sitting on the couch and and he's like busy in the kitchen and stuff. And I actually feel guilty. I'm like, oh God, I feel like such a lump. But then I think to myself, I've been up since 3 o'clock in the morning.
You've already had a whole day by 10.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So
and people get like, you can tell when we even leave in the building, people will be like, oh, all right, well, have a good day. I'm like, yeah, it's already been a whole day. I've been here a whole day.
Well, that's,
so far.
Listen, where we are right now, there's no place to go.
No.
So that argument isn't even a
right.
thing. There's no place to be. They won't even let us in the unused lactation office.
I know. We could make that our office. Wouldn't it be nice?
No, but we can't.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. We have lockers now. We're good. Matthew McConaughey's marriage tip, smaller bed, which I'm happy for him that that works for him. I just feel like I like to be a starfish. I like to get in the middle of my queen bed and just lay there all stretched out. And it's cold. And when I have a hot flash, I pull all the covers off, lay under the fan.
You still have those?
Yeah, occasionally. I just don't have good temperature regulation. So my covers are off, on, off, on. Just the sheet, a whole thing. Put them all off. Legs off the side.
I saw a person, pardon me, I saw a person that described menopause as cougar puberty. And I went, well, that is really cute.
Cougar puberty.
Cougar puberty. Huh. That's a nice spin on, you know, something that's torturing you.
Yeah. Did they get hornier or something?
No, I think that they just, you know, puberty is when your body is changing in ways you cannot even.
So now you're a cougar and now you're going through this whole other thing.
Other got change.
It. This other hormonal
cougar puberty
thing. Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
Yeah.
I also know that.
There's a lot of stuff that isn't cute about
when
it.
Something
though.
Super hateful. Mm. Putting a cute name on it might actually make people more mad. But
yeah.
I thought when I heard it, I went, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, it does describe, you know, going through the change. Anyway, that you just don't think it'll happen to you. Well, of course, I never really thought I'd get old either. Don't worry, kids. It's coming for you.
If you're lucky.
Yeah, if you're lucky. That's
you'll get
true.
To deal with all the old right. age problems.
Spider-Man, Tom Holland, he got hurt on the set. And so they have.
Oh, they're currently filming the next one.
Let me see if I can find the name of it. I thought I saw it. Oh, there it is. Spider-Man Brand New Day. I think this is the third one.
With him.
With him as Spider-Man. No Way Home. Right? Was that the first one? Or was it Far From Home? Whatever. This is at least the third one. And he suffered some kind of injury on the UK set on Friday. I'm hearing mild concussion, but they don't say how it happened or if anyone else was injured. But he's taken a break from filming for a few days.
This will be the fourth movie.
Oh, this is with him?
Yeah. Spider-Man okay. Homecoming. Spider-Man Far From Home, and Spider-Man No Way Out.
Okay. No Way Home. They're all home.
No Way Home.
Yeah. Brand New Day is this one. And they say actually it's the most important movie on Sony's upcoming slate. I guess that 2021's No Way Home is the studio's highest grossing movie of all time. $1.91 billion in ticket sales.
What?
The previous one, Far From Home, became the first Spidey movie to top a billion, which actually seems, I mean, there's a lot of inflation involved in these numbers too, because they're clearly profitable movies, but maybe if you had to buy tickets for like the Tobey Maguire trilogy at today's prices, maybe they also would have.
I'm confused. Pardon me. I'm confused by the titles and which ones are which. Which is the one that has Dr. Gyllenhaal as the bad guy. It's one of the Spider-Man movies.
I don't even remember him being a bad guy in any.
I didn't like that one as much. Which is the one where there's three Spider-Mans?
That's the last one.
That one was good. That's the one that almost hit 2 billion. Is that what you said?
Well, if that was Far From Home. Oh, sorry. No Way Home. That was the one that did 1.91 billion. And that was the most recent one.
Okay, that one was, I enjoyed that one very much. The one before that with Gyllenhaal, I didn't think it was as great.
Yeah, I don't even know if I've seen Tom Holland. I've seen him, I saw him in whatever, he was in the Avengers movies,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Captain America and the Avengers.
Okay, I've seen him in some of that stuff, but I've never watched one of his movies.
He's
so
the
I haven't
best
seen
Spider-Man.
Zendaya. Oh, is he?
Oh, by far.
You know, you're not the first person I've heard say that. I did like Tobey Maguire.
I liked Andrew Garfield.
Did you?
Yeah.
I never saw one of his.
Yeah, I didn't
love
him.
They're good. They're good movies.
I just missed that era.
Yeah.
Well, Brand New Day is actually the one that they're currently working on. They've had to stop production. He's had some kind of concussion. They're not giving us really any details other than he was injured on Friday and they are pausing filming for a bit. It's actually supposed to be out in July of 2026. So it's, which is not that far off, actually. So I have no idea if this will push that back at all, but, you know, probably not. They want all the money. And speaking of all the money, it was not an awesome weekend at the box office. They say it was about $60 million total for all the films. However, Demon Slayer, the new one.
There's a new one?
Yeah, the one that it wasn't this past weekend, but the weekend before. It's called Demon Slayer Infinity, the movie Infinity Castle. And it has a Japanese name, it looks like on here as well. Or a Korean name. Demon Slayer, the movie Infinity Castle is the name of it. It was supposed to take number one. I think it might have done that internationally. But according to my Box Office Mojo site that I go to all the time, that one barely edged out number one over the weekend with a disappointing $13.5 million. Conjuring Last Rites, according to this, is number two. And then Demon Slayer, it looks like it was number one last week, and it's number three this week with another with about almost $12 million. Downton Abbey, the grand finale. That's been out 2 weeks. It's made $31 million domestically so far, another $6 million over this weekend. The Long Walk has fallen to fifth place. Although the reviews on that are excellent. Our own Bob is like that. I liked it. That made about $6.3
million. It's a dark story. So yeah, as she described some of the joyful moments in this story, I thought, well, that is going to be interesting because it's dark.
Yeah. Well, they all die but one. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler!
Which one will live?
Better bleep that.
It's very Hunger Games, kind of like.
Yeah, as in only one person's going to win this game.
Before Hunger Games, this was before, this Long predates before. Hunger Games by a lot.
I was surprised to hear it was a Bachman book. I had thought it was you know what? I must have had like the, remember there were four Bachman books and they released them.
I don't, at that time I was just reading him as he came and I didn't know he would have a many years long career with a million books. Right. So I didn't pay as much attention.
I was telling you last week about the movie with Colin Farrell and Margot Robbie.
That he's into her.
Yes.
That's what you told us.
She turned me on. She
and
turned
then he
me
had to
on.
Backtrack really quick. Right. It went,
no, it's just her talent. Her talent's amazing. Oh. I just, you know. So that was, this is not the one. There's a Wuthering Heights remake that she did with Jacob Elordi that I've been seeing some press, some promotion for. But this one, I feel like I didn't hear anything about this movie coming up. So
because they know it's bad, so they're not advertising it.
It is bad, yeah. It's opening weekend. It made, well, according to this, under $3 million. Although I was looking at another box office story today that had all these numbers a little different. But that's your, there's a little look at the box office.
We have an update on Tom Holland from listener 510. He is okay. He had a mild concussion, was released that day. He had an event and he still showed up for it. So they're going to continue shooting later this week.
Great.
Oh, okay.
And someone else was in Scotland, 510, and saw Tom Holland filming Spider-Man. And all the bystanders applaud and yelled, "We love you, Spider-Man."
No.
So cute.
That's a cool experience.
Yeah. I mean,
I would never survive a movie shoot.
It's a pretty iconic role to play, too. Like, that would be...
Anytime someone would yell action and the camera's on and it's your turn to do something wild, I would absolutely kill myself.
Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen. People turn on a camera and Vinny's like, "I don't want to..." Ah! I'm like, "Oh my God, he just dove
There's
over the couch for
it.
No
it,
reason.
There's something to it. Action! Oh my God, I've got to go crazy."
Well, it was like...
Was he supposed to jump over a couch?
No. He'd just go bananas. One time we were on the set of Patch Adams, and he was so enthusiastic, they'd say action, and he'd go clonk, 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 like he's supposed to be an extra in the
That's
background.
That's not how it went, but it's something kind of like that. They did, in fact...
He's stomping along. They're like, "Can you walk
I was
softer?
Just walking, but it really speaks to even someone in the background has to be careful how much noise they're making while they're recording this audio along with the scene, and they yell cut, and they restart it, and they yell cut again, and I'm like, what is happening? And they go, get his shoes. And I swear, in under 2 minutes, they had felted the bottom of my shoes. They pulled them off my feet,
clop,
put padding on them, brought them back, put them under my feet. I put them on, and the next scene, I couldn't have made noise if I tried.
And he did try.
Did you nail it on the next take?
I got it. Yeah, the next take was good. But by the way, there's Philip Seymour Hoffman and Robin Williams, and I'm the one. Like, there's a moment in your life where you just want to be invisible. These two turn around like, what the?
What? Who is stomping?
That radio guy.
How you doing?
Get out of here.
Oh, man.
Oh, Vinny, you got to get out of here.
Funny. He was walking by, like, they're walking down the hall, and he's walking past in the background down another hall. And every time I think about that, I always picture him doing like the risky business slide.
I wish they'd have given me like a little room to, you know, improvise. I would love to have.
Was that your only scene in the movie?
Yes.
Yeah. We were supposed to be in some kind of, they were going to fill the swimming pool with
the scene
macaroni.
Where the old lady asked to swim in spaghetti.
What movie is this?
This is Patch Adams. She asked to, he's trying to help. He's a helper. One of the helpers, the guy, and she wants to swim in spaghetti, and they were set up in Berkeley with an actual pool that they'd emptied, and it was so funny to walk up on this scene. They're pouring vats of spaghetti into a pool, and it's like a clump at the bottom, and there's no way it's going to get done in this way, and I don't know how they didn't realize, like, you guys can't fill an actual pool with spaghetti.
It was a huge pool.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
They wanted to have him in there, you know.
So in the movie, if you see it, in the middle of this trying to fill this pool, they just yell, "Forget it, we can't get this scene done. We're moving to Treasure Island."
Thing, right.
So we went to Treasure Island and did our scene, and that's where we ended up being in the movie. But in reality, they ended up filming in a kiddie pool. Somewhere, I think they said they were going to North Carolina after they were here, and they would do that scene. They'd pick that scene up there, and they did it in a kiddie pool because there's no way you could.
Well,
now,
it was laughable. They had made and brought all this pasta, dumped it in, and went,
it's never going to work.
That's not going to work.
Now they'd fake it.
Oh, yeah.
They'd just green screen that. Right. It'd be fine. But then,
Yep.
Oh, conspiracy theory from the 650. Both Robin Williams and Philip C. Hoffman are dead after starring with you in a movie. Interesting.
Okay.
Vinny curse.
Well, they were jealous of, you know, Vinny's spark.
Uh-oh, Denzel. Run for your
life. Denzel.
Uh-oh, Denzel. Run for your life.
I'm going to end with this. I think it's cute. And I'm glad to say that Caitlin Clark makes enough money that she can laugh at this. Caitlin Clark is a WNBA player, and she's beefing.
Oh.
The Fever. I guess the refs, she did not like the refs. And so she posted a couple things on their on the Twitter account for, I guess it's just hers. Refs couldn't stop us. Elite bench mob. And they fined her $200. She's like, I guess I can just keep doing this, huh? She makes $784,000 a year and about $11 million a year in endorsements, which is good news for the WNBA.
I didn't know she was making that much money. That's actually really good.
It's wonderful.
For now. I mean, I'd like to see that money get up and spread through the entire, you know.
Yeah.
She came in with a big name,
she got
a lot more money than others.
I don't think that number is correct. I think she makes, did you say 750,000?
784 per year is what it says here.
I think she had a 4-year contract that was like 350 grand.
Oh, I'm seeing they say she only makes 784,000 in the NBA.
I think that's a big typo.
I wonder if it's like a 2-year deal.
Yeah, I think that's wrong. But the endorsements are good. Not as big as male players, but getting somewhere for sure.
Right.
That money did sound like.
I know. I was like, geez, good for her.
And it's not even good. Like, you know.
Right.
An NBA player can retire after 2 years.
Right.
Rich, like set for life.
If they're careful with their money.
Right. I'm reading that her salary was $76,000 in 2024, $78,000 in this current season, and she'll be $85,000 in 2026.
Ooh, I wonder if they threw in an extra zero.
She might get a bonus, but she might.
That, because that sounds ridiculously low.
That's why the number you read sounded off to me, because I went, what?
I was like, she must be the highest paid person. Oh. At $784,000. What's this? This is Bro Bible. Screw you, Bro Bible.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah. Probable. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A bus driver's in trouble. The kids today. After these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bob's Movie Club. I'm gonna watch a movie because it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank puts its clients first with real-time support with real people right when you need it most. Mm. Their relationship-first approach puts you and our communities at the forefront every day. Discover what makes this 61-year-old community bank so special by visiting FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. What she said.
Mm.
Here's what's happening. Oh, blue skies overhead after a wonderful weekend. The great weather continues. I mean, if you like it hot.
Sure.
Highs in the mid to upper 80s today. We'll see 90s tomorrow, and then we'll drop back almost 10 plus degrees. It'll cool off by Wednesday.
And there's even like fall.
There's even a chance for rain later this week. And today is the first day of fall. And just to mention it, since we're there, we fall back on Sunday, November 2nd.
Oh.
That's when we fall back. So if that occurs to you on the first day of fall, now you know. Rest of this month and all of October, and then we fall back. Monday Night Football tonight, Detroit at Baltimore, 5:15 game time, and the Niners won over the weekend. Go Niners! Okay, this cracked me up. No, I mean, not really. It's not nice, but, you know, different generations, right?
Yes.
You know,
how
I was raised is very different from how I'm raising my own kids. And it seems like that's the case.
Right.
You know, and in some cases you're like, well, I want to do a better job. And there were a few things I didn't like about my upbringing. Maybe I'll weed those out. And others, it's just, well, there's pressure from the neighbors.
Mm.
They're so into being parents.
They're the best. And I look at their Instagram feed and I just feel like a loser.
Feel guilty all the time.
Bad parent.
Anyway, here's an old bus driver. A 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania is now in big trouble.
Oh, what did he do to the children?
Well, he went old school on him. And old school doesn't work with the new school.
Yeah.
A 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania named Harvey Slyker is facing charges after police said he threatened the children while he was driving and punished them by cranking the heat in the bus.
Oh.
Now, I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
Don't they have windows in the bus?
But parents are saying that the children got off the bus crying and sweaty.
Oh, crying and sweaty. That sounds terrible.
Harvey demanded that the kids close all the windows and then turn the heater on full blast. They say it was about 74 degrees outside, but inside the bus, it was about 95 degrees, which still isn't murder. But I understand that parents are like,
they were just too loud and rambunctious.
They were kids.
Yeah.
They were kids.
Yes. Are we mad at him? Is he fired?
He allegedly told all the kids, I am going to cook you all. Ooh. And I'll be bringing a paddle tomorrow to keep you.
Okay.
He's completely out of hand.
Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry. You can't threaten. Yeah. And crank the heat a little. All right.
But bus drive, I took a bus to school every day my whole life growing up, you know, elementary, middle, high school, the bus. And they are sick of kids.
Yeah.
They don't.
Well, that's, and kids. You know, you'd think I'd got, because I always went to school and would be like, Mr. Hammerus, this is my class. I'll be performing for the rest of the day. Take the rest of the day off. I got this. Mm. These are my people. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of a challenge there as far as whose classroom it was. You'd think by the end of the day that I'd be tired, but I still had work to do on the bus.
Vinny as a kid must have been fun.
One of the things we used to do, I don't know if you guys did this. In my neighborhood, when you pulled into the colony, there was a bump. And if you sat in the back of the bus and timed the bump just right, and you hit the bottom, I could get full air. Like, leave into the air. No feet, no hands, no butt touching.
One time we hit our heads on the ceiling. We timed it so good and the bump hit so hard. Oh my God. What a moment.
I'm so happy to hear the kids were still up to that. Mm. You never did that?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Did you do that?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. God, that was good stuff.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's the bus driver going, okay.
Yeah.
I honestly.
It's funny, you know, as an adult, I've actually thought to myself, like, we had this one crazy bus driver for a few years.
Drove
so fast and just cruising through, you know, long route, had to get all the kids to school.
Man, girl?
It was a woman.
A woman. And you can see her face?
Yeah,
like,
she's in the...
No, I'm just saying, I can't remember any bus drivers at all.
We would have them for years. I can't remember her name. Mrs. Luddy, something like that? Whatever.
Whoa.
She, I'm not sure that's it.
Okay. Everyone was named Bob, every single bus driver.
Oh, Bob.
Ever had.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, but she'd go tearing. She was just a terror. And I thought to myself as I got older, and then the seatbelt laws came into being, like they weren't at all back in the olden days. And I did think to myself, we got thrown around. So I remember her slamming on the brakes and we'd all go flying forward and just going really fast. And so the back of the bus gets going. And I wonder if they now have seatbelts in buses. Like, it kind of seems like they should.
I just saw a video about this and I couldn't possibly quote it correctly, but it was about the physics of why you don't need seatbelts on buses. And they still don't have seatbelts.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It has to do with the size and... where the wheels are, and
what about the rollover?
Yeah, I mean, what about that? I mean, the kid's upside down, and it just feels like if you were leaning out as the bus hit something, you'd go flying all the way to the front of the bus. That's so crazy to me.
Old man Harvey was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment, and he won't be driving for the district ever again.
Well, he's 75.
They don't say exactly what set him off in the first place. Or what he thought he'd accomplish with the sauna move. You know, the hot boxing all the kids.
Well, I mean, he had to be getting the brunt of that, didn't he? Like, I would think.
Maybe he had his window open, but not there.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Anyway, the kids look like they'll be okay, and this guy's done driving for the...
And it's for the best. Like it's for the best.
Yeah.
Right. By the time you're threatening to bring the paddle to school the next day.
I have a buddy that's a school bus driver, Larry.
Yeah. Hey, Larry.
Larry, and when you talk to Larry, I always time it how long before he complains about being a bus driver. He never makes it more than 60 seconds into a conversation.
Right into it.
Right into, this one trip I just went on. You're like, oh, another bus story. Here we go.
You take the bus all over the place now?
Huh?
Are you saying you take the bus?
No, this is my bus, a friend of mine I hunt with.
He's
a school bus driver.
I see. So you're not on the bus talking to the driver.
No, but I would, but no.
Would you?
course.
Kid near Philly is in the news because he got some serious smarts.
Oh, yeah. He's super wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
9-year-old Aiden Wilkins has skipped so many grades, he's already a sophomore in high school.
Oh, my God.
At nine, he started taking neuroscience classes at the local college and says he wants to be a pediatric neurosurgeon someday, which makes me think, how do you even know that word?
Well, when you're super smart, you know a lot of
words. Nine, though. Nine.
A neurosurgeon.
Nine.
How funny. Like when I was nine, I just wanted to ride horses or be a rock star. One of those.
I was going to go pro in skateboarding.
Yeah. I mean, we all have our dreams.
I was on
my
way.
Some of us want to be pediatric neurosurgeon, not just a neurosurgeon, specifically a pediatric neurosurgeon.
Okay. Well, Aiden.
Good luck, Aiden.
I hope it all works out for you, kid.
It's going to be hard to trust the kid who just got out of medical school and he's 14 years old.
I think there are a lot of people who went with like young generation of doctors, even in their 30s, people are sort of skeptical, like, you look like a kid.
I know. There are some very young, and they are not, and they are qualified, and they are up on the most recent medical progress too. Like I used to have this really old doctor and I did like him. He was fine. But he would just, you know, you're fine.
Your butt's fine. Yeah. Why are you always trying to show that to me?
I'm not. But I did think to myself, because my cousin who is a doctor, he was just like, yeah, you have to read up. You got to get the medical journals. You got to read. I was just like, I don't think this guy's doing that. I mean, there's nobody that comes and polices. You don't take more quizzes later.
No.
But you do
lose patients through malpractice and mm-hmm. such.
Yes. Right. Lose enough of those and you might be out of business.
Someone might look at you if you
go, hey, let me give you a quick pop quiz here on some of the latest techniques. I noticed that you're using leeches. That seems antiquated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
My doctor seemed particularly young when I met her.
Yeah.
When I started going to her. And that would have been in 08 or whatever.
Like now almost back 20 years later.
Yes. But also the pandemic changed her look dramatically. Like she was getting killed. Getting worked. Like clearly was not sleeping. I mean,
the medical profession has changed so much. I'm with you. I think that there was some massive burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've gone through now three doctors, like they keep leaving the practice and I'm like, oh my God, I'll just give me a nurse practitioner. I need to talk to somebody.
Anyway, good luck, Aiden.
Yeah.
Young man. Hope it goes well.
If I ever need any pediatric neurosurgery, I know where to go.
A local news station in Minneapolis did a big story on two siblings named Susan and Jeffrey Bergman, who just graduated from high school. He's confined to a wheelchair, and she didn't want him to miss out on stuff. So she ran cross country in high school for 4 years and brought him for all of her races.
Oh.
She pushed him in his chair so he could be part of it and also pushed him across the stage at their graduation.
Oh.
Every cross-country race she raced, she lost because she was pushing her brother. But I think that's really rad. Like, when you can't get your two kids to say a nice damn thing to each other, and here's a woman pushing a wheelchair in a race. Now she's running cross-country at college.
Well, I'll bet she's a beast. I mean, she did all that work while she's...
She says, in college, I'll be running every race for him instead of with him. She's studying to be a physician's assistant.
Oh,
isn't that nice?
There's a guy, when I was doing triathlon, he does Ironmans pushing his son, a full Ironman, and he pushes his son the whole time. I think his son has MS or
one of
those debilitating diseases, but full Ironmans.
You got him on like a float, put him when they do the water portion?
I don't know what he did with the water portion. I think he just swam the water portion.
He pushes him
on the bike, he pulls him, and then on the run, he pushes him.
There it is. That's the one thing that I really notice in your accent. They just
shut down the Highway 1 in Santa Cruz over the weekend, Sunday, I should say, for the triathlon.
Oh, I've done that one. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Christina did it as well.
Yeah.
How'd she do?
Oh, she didn't do this one. Oh. She's done it in the past.
They call it the swim on that. They call it the kelp crawl because you're literally swimming and just kelp is all around you.
And you end up pulling yourself along in it?
No, so you end up pulling yourself. It's awful. I know you are. You do it all the time.
I'm sure you have to get through the beds all the time.
Unbelievable. And they will come up and clunk the bottom of your board. Clunk.
Oh. Oh, that was kelp, right?
Next story. This is a YouGov poll. Do you think cancel culture generally has A, gone too far? B, been about right. C, not gone far enough. Or D, not too sure.
I'm kind of not too sure. There are definitely times when someone gets canceled and I'm like, that's correct. And other times I'm like, we're very quick to really trash someone.
Yeah.
And once that stuff splashed on you, it's not like they front page that they made a mistake.
I realize now there's more to it. And if you play it out, people throwing their stupid opinions out into the world, if they're hurting or harming someone's feelings, that sucks. I get it. But in general, you kind of want people to out their dumb opinions so you know who they are.
Right.
So you can go, oh, you?
That's how you feel? Great.
Are a person I need to avoid. That doesn't mean you cancel them, but you at least know who they are and you know to stay away from them. 51% of people in this YouGov poll say cancel culture has gone too far.
Mm.
So over half gone too far.
Where do you come down?
I think it's gone too far, yeah.
You guys too?
Yeah, I think it has gone too far.
I think if you look at it point by point, sometimes it feels like that person should be shut down. Other times it's you just don't know enough. Sometimes I feel like people just hear the first story and then that's it for that person.
Well, at least in our legal system, you're innocent until proven guilty and you have a defense.
Here, you're innocent until Twitter.
On the internet, you're just toast.
Right.
You're just over.
When people get different news stories, depending on what they're watching.
100.
I was doom scrolling the other day and this guy went to a MAGA event and was asking people why Jimmy Kimmel got fired. And their responses were outrageous. Like the things they thought he said. You know, that's what they've been told.
We're watching news that's catered to what we want to see. We don't believe it when we see the other side.
I was actually thinking that regarding the Jimmy Kimmel thing, because, you know, on my Instagram, people will post things on their story with the headline of about free speech and how it's being taken down by the government. And I started to think about, wow, I wonder if this is the kind of headlines that the people on the other side saw all through the last 4 years about Joe Biden and the government and things like, I'm not saying that the Jimmy Kimmel story is being twisted the way we're hearing it and we're talking about it, but I could see a world where they're seeing similar things and they're being told similar things, but on the other side.
Yes.
And it starts to make sense how people get the narratives in their head that they have.
Definitely. And that gets fed. Like you get whatever you like, you get more of that. It's a weird thing. Like in the olden days, we all watched the 6 o'clock news, the 11 o'clock news. And those were the big networks. It was just the facts. There wasn't a lot of spin on it. Now there are these news channels and they're on both sides. And they're not news, they're opinion. They're
roundtables. Entertainment.
Yes, political
and that's,
entertainment.
You know, one of those things where you go, that person wasn't a politician. They were a political
entertainer.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just very different. It's not, 800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Aloha from Kona. Aloha. The father-son are the Agar family, and yes, he pulls him on a kayak floating thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
And I've done that triathlon in Kona. It's a bear. It's awful. There's headwinds both ways on a bike. It's just terrible.
We were in Kona when that, that one
it
happened.
Was happening.
We were there.
Yeah.
And
remember
it was
that, all those people.
Friggin' hot.
Mm.
You just, the wind was hot. You can't even imagine, like, it wouldn't cool you down. It was so hot. And they were doing triathlon distances.
At one point, I was on the bike, and I'm like, this is never going to end. And there was a dead donkey on the side of the road. I'm like, the donkey couldn't even make it on this road, and I'm going to be on a bike?
Oh, my God. Was it, do you think
you
it was just
though.
Old?
You could quit.
Did it die of heat?
It
like,
had been there
happened?
For a little, it had been there for quite a while.
It was annoying the bus driver, and he turned up the heat, and then kicked it out the window.
And kicked it out.
Let's see here. IS family, I've been on several field trips when my kids were in elementary school. It's from the 925. They just started putting seatbelts in school buses. Some newer buses had seatbelts, and some older ones were being retrofitted with seatbelts. Most bus trips eventually did have seatbelts and required them to be worn.
I did think, though, the way they had them set up, remember they were just, they weren't like bucket seats. It was like a bench seat and two people would sit on it. Like, if you were strapped into that and you went forward, you'd definitely smash your head on the seat in front of you. Mm-hmm. So maybe they have to do like a, they can't just do a lap belt. They got to do a full harness.
I don't know.
And then try and get kids to put their seat belts on in the back of the bus. Come on. No, we're waiting for the big bump.
Yeah, how am I going to get air?
Yeah.
907, when I was a bus driver, I would hit bumps for the kids as well and help them get airtime.
Yes! That's a great bus driver. That is a good bus driver.
You are a good bus driver, but God, you know, these days, if you did that and someone got hurt,
it's wonderful.
It's okay. All right. You know what?
All those happy kids served.
Hey, it's Jen from Fremont. Hey,
Jen. Fremont.
Can't believe it's going to be 90s tomorrow. Just put out my super cute pack of 3 jack-o'-liners from Costco for Halloween. I have seen Halloween decorations
up on,
already.
Baby.
Well, it's only a month away.
It is on.
Mm.
Woo!
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ed Sheeran tickets, and Taylor's going to crash your app.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.